The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazine. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines, Better Homes and Gardens, Good Housekeeping, Martha Stewart Living, Real Simple, and Woman's Day. Let's begin with this one from Real Simple. Jewelry care made easy. Protect your most beloved baubles with these jeweler-approved tips. First, you should avoid mixing metals. Storing silver and gold next to each other can make them tarnish. Stash your fine and costume jewelry in separate containers and place each earring in its own pouch to prevent scratches. Next, flannel preserves silver. Keep silver jewelry away from high humidity and heat. Find a cool, dry spot in your home and tuck silver pieces in layers of soft flannel to help them stay pristine and polished. Next, kitchen staples can brighten treasures. To help restore shine to your silver and gold jewelry, soak the pieces in a solution of warm water and 3 or 4 drops of gentle liquid dish soap. Let the jewelry sit in the soapy mixture for 2 to 3 minutes, then scrub it with a clean, soft toothbrush to dislodge any dirt or excess oil. Rinse under warm water, pat dry with a lint-free cloth, and you'll be left with bling that truly sparkles. Don't use this method on porous gemstones, such as turquoise. Next, plastic baggies save delicate necklaces. Hanging necklaces is the simplest way to stave off tangles. You can also store them individually in zip-top bags, leaving the closed clasp outside the bag. Next, a tack will tackle tangles. A thumbtack can rid delicate chains of even the most disastrous knots. Simply lay the tangled piece on a flat, sturdy surface, unclasp the ends, and stick the tack into the knot while gently tugging to loosen. The trick works like a charm, pun very much intended. And last, dental floss can determine ring size. Wrap the floss around your finger. Measure the circumference in millimeters, then compare it with an online size chart. You can go to realsimple.com/ringsize for one of those charts. Next, from Martha Stewart Living, play it by ear. Tour an iconic music space and tune into history. Fame Recording Studios. Grace the very rooms where Etta James, Aretha Franklin, the Allman Brothers, and others pioneered a warm, soulful style of Southern rock called the Muscle Shoals Sound, named for the Alabama town where this creative hub still operates. Go to famestudios.com. The Motown Museum. The infectious chart toppers recorded in this building in the 60s and 70s put Detroit on the national stage. Get up close to the instruments and equipment that the Supremes, Stevie Wonder, and the Temptations used in the carefully preserved Studio A, a.k.a. Hitsville, USA. And for that, go to motownmuseum.org. There are online tours for these places. How about it? And last, Paisley Park. Go crazy in Prince's former estate and creative headquarters in Chanhassen, Minnesota. A new exhibition includes more than 300 pairs of his shoes, including the sequined stiletto boots he wore when accepting the Oscar for Best Original Song Score in 1985 for Purple Rain. Go to paisleypark.com. That's PAISLEYPARK.com. From Real Simple, make sense, and that's SCENTS, of self-care. Fragrance can help you unwind, feel invigorated, get happier, sleep better, and even sharpen your brain. Here's how to infuse your world with the most uplifting aromas. The whiff of a stranger's perfume that reminds you of your mom. The coconutty suntan lotion that evokes the tropical island where you honeymooned. Your favorite flower in full bloom. Fragrance makers have long known that scents can reach us on a primal level. Once we associate a scent with an experience or feeling, just smelling it transports us to that time or place and conjures a similar emotion. Usually, our reactions are highly individual, driven by life events, rituals, memories, and cultural backgrounds, says Pam Helms, Executive Director of Research and Development and the Fragrance Design Center at SC Johnson. Some scents may have universal effects, research finds, calming us, energizing us, and making us happier. That may explain why aromatherapy, the use of scented essential oils to improve well-being, has been growing in popularity, generating an estimated $500 million in annual sales in North America, according to a 2018 analysis. Reaping the mood-altering benefits of fragrance at home has never been easier. Simply plug in a diffuser, light a candle, or apply a product to your skin. Fragrance touches our lives in so many places, from showering in the morning to getting into your car to washing your hands multiple times during the day, Helms says. We've gathered the scents backed by science and created relaxing, stimulating, and happiness-boosting recipes. Choose the mood you want, then try out the ideas that fit your routine. Inhale and awe. Some recipes for relaxation and calm. For morning meditation, freshen a quiet nook with a soothing room spray like the Laundress Home Spray for $10 at thelaundress.com. Take a few minutes to meditate, stretch, or focus on what you're grateful for. For continuous calm, apply a fragrance with sandalwood notes, such as Chloe Nomade Absolu de Parfum, available for $115 for 1.7 ounces at Sephora.com. After high-stress moments, dab on an on-the-go anxiety soother, like Aromatherapy Associates Inner Strength Rollerball, available for $29 from AromatherapyAssociates.com. Onto your pulse points for a whiff of calming Clary Sage essential oils. And Tranquil by Twilight. After work, burn a vanilla-scented candle like Pinrose Secret Genius Candle, available for $49 at Sephora.com. Treat yourself to a before-bed soak and add a lavender bath bomb. Extra points if it has CBD in it, too. Try Equilibria Balance Bath Bombs, $45 for four, at myeq.com. Before turning in, inspire sweet dreams with a spritz of Pacifica Lavender Moon Body and Pillow Mist. That's available for $10 at pacificabeauty.com. For energy, Shower Zinger suds up your hair with a lively wash like Aveda Rosemary Mint Purifying Shampoo, $17 at aveda.com. The herbal-scented blend makes your scalp tingle, and the aroma lingers all day on your strands. For a mental motivator, sharpen your focus in your home office by diffusing a citrus scent such as Vitruvi Organic Lemon Essential Oil, $13 at vitruvi.com. That's V-I-T-R-U-V-I.com. Or try Glade Lemon Fresh Room Spray, $1 at select mass retailers. For a spirited spritz after washing your face, awaken your senses with an orange-scented spray like Fresh Vitamin Nectar Antioxidant Face Mist, $25 for 100 milliliters at fresh.com. Mist whenever you need stimulation. As a bonus, the vitamin fruit complex can help give skin a glow. For a workout booster, enliven your exercise routine by dabbing an energizing peppermint essential oil blend onto the nape of your neck beforehand. Try H. Gillerman Organics Tension Remedy, $48, at hgillermanorganics.com. And for a scented sanitizer to clean hands on the run, try Bathing Culture High Spirits Sanitizer, $10 for 2 ounces, bathingculture.com. Breathe in invigorating vetiver as you rub. And they've got a little aside here for aromatherapy safety. If you're inspired to use or mix your own essential oils, be aware that some oils or dilutions may not be safe or appropriate for babies, children, women who are pregnant or breastfeeding, or seniors. Others may interact with medications or cause side effects such as irritation and sun sensitivity when applied to skin. Talk to your doctor and consider discussing your goals with a trained aromatherapist. And next, some recipes for happiness. Power shower. Lather up with Lush Easy Peeler Naked Shower Scrub, $10 from lushusa.com, which has Sicilian mandarin, bergamot, and tangerine oils. Top off post-shower with a blood orange-tinged fragrance like Ellis Brooklyn West Eau de Parfum, $105 for 1.7 ounces at Sephora.com. Joy is in the air. Add 10 to 15 drops of Saye Bergamot 100% Pure Essential Oil, $22 at Saje.com, to a diffuser in your favorite room for relaxing yet uplifting vibes. An almost forest-like bath? Neep Deep Breathe Mineral Bath Salt, $20 at Neep.com, and I'm going to spell that, K-N-E-I-P-P. It's a potent combo of pine and fir essential oils. Inhale for the aroma of crisp morning air that helps clear the mind. And for a steamy getaway, scent up your shower with jasmine. It's like transporting yourself to a vacation. We like Bath & Body Works White Jasmine Shower Gel, $12.50 at bathandbodyworks.com. And another aside here, aroma for ambiance. Diffusers. These tools disperse fine particles of essential oil, sometimes mixed with water, into the air at various rates. I call these easy formats. You turn them on, plug them in, or set them up, and you just go, Helm said. Candles. Burn one for 20 to 30 minutes for a subtle aroma that lingers. Falsetto recommends non-synthetic candles made of soy or beeswax and essential oils. Candles can be meditative, even hypnotizing, Helm says. Room sprays. These are good for people who want a nice amount of fragrance fast, Helm says. Spray in a ventilated area, avoiding clothes and other fabrics. And for skin application, essential oils can be safely applied in diluted form on top of a base, such as lotion, Falsetto says. The pulse points, wrist, neck, are popular and convenient spots. Some studies suggest body massage has benefits. From Better Homes and Gardens, upgrade the everyday. I've always used my fancy dishes, even for my morning toast. And now that seems we've all been at home more than ever. It seems especially true that this is the time to enjoy them. Why save the special plates for company or holidays? I'm encouraging you to pull out your grandma's china, even if it's for dinner with the kids on a Tuesday night, or a midday pick-me-up. Beautiful things are made for using. And that was Hallie Ray Ramdeen, freelance food editor at Better Homes and Gardens. From Woman's Day, Candace Cameron Bure's column. She's an actress. She was in Full House and Fuller House, I believe. Hi, I'm Candace. In my column as your chief spiritual officer, I'll share a meaningful verse that lifts my spirits and guides me in the right direction. I hope it does the same for you. Love is more than a feeling, it's an attitude. Every morning I put on clothes, shoes, earrings, moisturizer, and makeup. Have you ever counted how many things you put on in the morning? I have. Don't bother, it's a lot. We do all this putting on, and before we know it, we are ready for the day. Except, are we really ready? In the entertainment industry, it's no secret that plenty of attention is given to outward appearance. But take it from me, getting the inside ready for the day is way more important. In the long list of things I put on each morning, the one thing I've always tried to put on is love. This verse serves as a good reminder. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you, and over all these virtues put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. And that's Colossians 3, verses 12 to 14. Love is more than a feeling, it's an attitude that chooses to be patient even when it's hard, to celebrate what is good, to help, to see the good in others, to not insist on being right, and to not keep a record of wrongs. Love forgives, believes, and hopes. So tomorrow morning, as you put on all the things, put on love, and then your lip gloss. From Good Housekeeping's Cleaning Lab, they answer your cleaning questions. First, help. How do I get pumpkin splatter out of the carpet? Well, this is timely. Answer. Jack-o'-lantern carving can be messy. Luckily, this stain is easy to remove. Start by carefully scraping up any loose dried pumpkin flesh with a spoon. Then, with a clean cloth dipped in cold water, sponge the stain well. With your fingers, gently separate any tufts of pile that may be stuck together. Sponge the area again and blot dry. If any stain remains, dip the cloth in a sudsy mix of a quarter teaspoon liquid dish soap and 1 cup warm water, and gently dab it, working the suds into the tufts. Repeat the cold water rinse, making sure to remove all the suds, and blot with a dry cloth. Fluff the pile with your fingers and let it air dry. Next, should I wash my clothes in cold water? Answer, cold water is the best way to go for delicate fabrics or bright colors that may fade or be damaged if washed in warm or hot water. A recent study by the University of Leeds in the UK and P&G, that's Procter & Gamble, I believe, showed that short cold wash cycles preserved colors and reduced fiber wear on T-shirt fabrics better than long, warm cycles. Short, cold cycles with a top cleaning detergent like Good Housekeeping Seal Star Tide are the safest and most energy-efficient way to wash while still getting most laundry loads clean. However, for heavily soiled items or to remove allergens and tough stains like grease or kill germs, using hot or warm water is more effective. Question: for washing dishes, are dish wands any less germy than sponges? Answer: it's hard to know for sure, because sponges are often used to wipe other surfaces, like countertops and appliances. I suspect they are likely exposed to more dirt and germs than wands, which are often used just for washing dishes. In any event, dish wands and sponges are typically made from the same cellulose material, and both need care to stay clean. After each use, rinse both thoroughly and allow them to air dry. The longer they remain wet, the more bacteria will grow. Sanitize a dish wand often as you would a sponge, either in the dishwasher or with a 5-minute soak in a mix of 1.5 tablespoons bleach and 2 cups water, and replace either tool when it starts to fall apart. A dish brush is an easy-to-clean alternative. From Good Housekeeping, October's crop, pears. Whether roasted or raw, these powerhouse fruits full of fiber and vitamin C lend sweetness to any dish. Our test kitchen's favorite ways to prepare them, and there are 3 options here, but all of them sound pretty quick. First, fall crostini. Spread blue cheese or brie on slices of toasted multigrain or sourdough bread. Top with thinly sliced pears, then add a squeeze of fresh lemon juice and a drizzle of honey. Sprinkle with chopped toasted pistachios or walnuts. Next, roasted pears and onion. On rimmed baking sheet, toss 4 firm Bartlett pears and 2 small red onions, both cut into 6 wedges, with 2 tablespoons olive oil, 1 tablespoon each fresh rosemary, and a half teaspoon, 1 tablespoon of fresh rosemary, and a half teaspoon each salt and pepper. Let me get that right. Roast at 425, tossing once until golden brown and tender, 35 to 40 minutes. And for a spiced fruit gelée, toss 1.5 pears cut into 1-inch wedges with 2 tablespoons sugar, 1 tablespoon flour, 1 teaspoon orange zest, 1/4 teaspoon ground cinnamon, and a pinch of salt. Arrange on a rolled pie crust, leaving a 2-inch border. Fold the border over, brush with egg, and bake at 375 until pears are tender, 40 to 55 minutes. From Better Homes and Gardens, Project Joy. Who says cheese balls have to be round? Shape this one into a cute little pumpkin to match its flavor. And it's called Cider Cheese Fondue. From start to finish, 30 minutes. We need 1 clove garlic, halved, 1.5 cups apple cider, or 12 ounces dry hard cider, 2 teaspoons hot pepper sauce, 8 ounces of Swiss cheese, shredded, or 2 cups, 8 ounces of Gruyere cheese, shredded, 2 cups, 8 ounces sharp cheddar cheese, shredded, 2 cups, 2 tablespoons cornstarch, and assorted dippers. And here are their suggestions for dippers. You can use apple or pear wedges, whole grapes, cubes of firm, full-flavor bread, such as pumpernickel, rustic sourdough, or whole grain, bite-sized sausage chunks, chewy soft pretzels, crisp, tender, cooked broccoli, cauliflower florets, or mini carrots. We rub garlic on bottom and sides of a heavy 4-to-5-quart pot, then discard the garlic. Add cider and hot pepper sauce to the pot. Bring to a simmer over medium. In a large bowl, toss cheeses with cornstarch. Add to cider a small handful at a time, whisking constantly until melted before adding more. Transfer to a fondue pot and serve with dippers. This serves 8. And next would be the pumpkin cheese ball they were talking about in the beginning. Hands-on time is 15 minutes. Total time, which includes chilling, 4 hours, 15 minutes. We need 2 8-ounce packages of cream cheese, softened, 2 cups extra sharp cheddar cheese, finely shredded, 3 quarters of a cup canned pumpkin, 1/4 cup butter, softened, 2 tablespoons minced fresh sage, 1/2 teaspoon smoked paprika, 1/4 teaspoon garlic powder, and assorted crackers. Combine the cream cheese, 1.5 cups of cheddar, the pumpkin, butter, sage, paprika, garlic powder, and 1/4 teaspoon each salt and black pepper. Beat with a mixer on medium until fluffy. Chill, covered, 4 to 24 hours. Then wrap in plastic wrap and shape into a ball. And then they suggest you can use rubber bands to make ridges to make it more of a pumpkin shape. And then finish it off with a couple of leaves from your garden or something. And then maybe a pickled green bean or a cinnamon stick for your stem. So roll the ball in remaining 3/4 cup of cheddar. Serve with crackers. And this serves 24. And a couple of hard ciders to try, available in a wide variety of styles. Hard cider is having a delicious moment. Here's a few we're sipping. First, Ace Pumpkin Cider, pumpkin pie in a bottle, complete with cinnamon and allspice. $10 for 6 bottles at acecider.com. Woodchuck Bubbly Pear Seco, crisp pear taste, sparkling wine style. $11 for a 6-pack. Woodchuck.com. And Two Towns Cider House Bright Cider, like Newtown Pippin Apples crossed with dry Sauvignon Blanc. $13 for 6 cans at the number 2 townscciderhouse.com. From Real Simple, Easy Dinners, Smoky Sweet Steak Supper. Say that 5 times. Active time and total time are both 25 minutes, and it serves 4. We need 2 teaspoons light brown sugar, 1 teaspoon smoked paprika, 1.5 teaspoons kosher salt divided, plus more for water, 1 2-pound strip steak, 1.5 inches thick, 1 pound trimmed fresh green beans, 1/4 cup olive oil, plus more for grill grates, 2 tablespoons red wine vinegar, 1 teaspoon anchovy paste, 1 pint multicolored cherry tomatoes cut in half, and 1/2 cup roughly chopped fresh flat-leaf parsley leaves. Stir sugar, paprika, and 1 teaspoon salt into a small bowl. Rub the mixture onto the steak. Preheat the grill to 450 to 500 degrees and oil the grates. Grill steak covered, flipping once until grill marks appear, 4 to 6 minutes per side if you would like medium rare, and go from there if you'd like a different doneness. Transfer to a cutting board and let it rest for 10 minutes. Meanwhile, bring a large saucepan of generously salted water to a boil over high. Add green beans and cook till crisp tender, about 4 minutes. Drain and rinse under cold water. Whisk oil, vinegar, and anchovy paste, and remaining 1/2 teaspoon salt in a large bowl. Add tomatoes, green beans, and parsley. Toss to combine. Slice the steak against the grain into 1/2-inch thick slices. Serve with the green bean salad. Looks very lovely on the plate. Another easy dinner. Zucchini pesto pasta. Active time is 20, total time 25 minutes, and it serves 4. This is a quick-cooking, vegetarian, family-friendly dish. We need 1 zucchini, trimmed and shredded, about 1.5 cups. 1 cup packed fresh basil leaves, plus more for serving. 2 ounces Parmesan cheese, grated, or about 1/2 cup, plus more for serving. 1/4 cup roasted salted cashews. 1/4 cup olive oil, plus more for serving. 2 tablespoons fresh lemon juice from 1 lemon. 1 small clove garlic. 1.5 teaspoons kosher salt, plus more for water. 1 pound of spaghetti. 1/4 cup whole milk ricotta cheese. Place zucchini in a clean kitchen towel and squeeze to release as much water as possible. Transfer to a food processor or blender. Add basil, parmesan, cashews, oil, lemon juice, garlic, and salt. Process until smooth. I don't remember, did I even say cashews? 1/4 cup roasted salted cashews, in case I skipped that. Process till smooth. Bring a large pot of generously salted water to a boil over high. Add pasta and cook according to package directions for al dente. Drain, reserving 1/2 cup of the cooking water. Toss pasta and zucchini pesto in a large bowl, adding reserved cooking water as needed until creamy. Serve topped with ricotta, basil, parmesan, and a drizzle of oil. And our last easy dinner, shrimp and chorizo stew. Active time 20 minutes, total time is 30, and it serves 4. We need 5 cloves of garlic, 2 ounces dry cured Spanish chorizo chopped or about 1/2 cup, 1/4 cup of olive oil divided, 1/2 teaspoon fennel seeds, a 15 ounce can of no salt added chickpeas drained and rinsed, 3 cups cherry tomatoes, 1/3 cup dry white wine, 1/2 teaspoon kosher salt, 1.5 pounds peeled deveined tails off large shrimp, 1/2 cup torn fresh basil leaves, a 6-ounce baguette split lengthwise, and crushed red pepper for serving, and that's optional. Thinly slice 4 cloves of garlic, cook chorizo and 2 tablespoons of oil in a large saucepan over medium-high, stirring often until chorizo begins to brown and crisp, about 4 minutes. Add sliced garlic and fennel seeds and cook, stirring constantly until fragrant, about 1 minute. Add chickpeas, tomatoes, wine, and salt and bring to a simmer. Reduce heat to medium, cover and cook till tomatoes begin to break down, 6 to 8 minutes. Uncover, break up tomatoes with a wooden spoon, stir in 1/2 cup water. Add shrimp to pan and cook over medium, stirring often until cooked through, 3 to 4 minutes. Remove from heat, stir in the basil. Preheat the broiler with a rack 6 inches from the heat. Brush cut sides of the baguette with remaining 2 tablespoons oil. Place baguette cut sides down directly on oven rack or on a baking sheet. Broil until baguette is browned and toasted, about 2 minutes. Remove from oven, rub cut sides of baguette with remaining clove of garlic, cut each baguette piece in half crosswise, serve shrimp mixture with toasted baguette and crushed red pepper if using. Obviously, we are out of time. Be sure and listen next time. And if you have questions, 919-832-5138.